This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I know it's spring because I have my spring bathrobe on, ladies.
Lovely.
Different bathrobes for different seasons. So here we are enjoying a beautiful spring day. It's Monday the 16th. At least where I am. What about where all of you are? Jennifer, the weather's been great in L.A. I know that because I have my children.
Very hot in L.A.
Yeah, getting warm.
Yeah, about 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Jay, you've been a moving target the past week. And a number
I had a moment yesterday where I was like, what time zone am I in? But Cleveland's great. Yeah. It rained a lot last night, but yesterday was beautiful. Yeah. We went on a bunch of walks, and it's so nice up in Cleveland rather than summers in the South. I like living in Nashville, but not summertime.
Well, but Cleveland, Ohio, can be humid. On the lake, it's a little bit better where your father
is. It's much tolerable. Yeah.
Right, much more.
Like, it's already summer down in Nashville. It's still spring here in Cleveland.
Right, and where Victoria is on the beach in New Jersey, always a nice breeze there, right? It's always pretty nice.
Yeah, we've got some really bad storms blowing in today, though. Really? We've got tornado warnings and high winds. Yeah, it's going to be pretty gnarly here today. So, like, I'm going to be watching Amber Heard get cross-examined today. That's like what I'm doing all afternoon. It's day one of Amber Heard being cross-examined by Johnny Depp's attorney, and I cannot wait to see how she holds up on the
stand. Who said the world isn't going to hell? All right. Well, anyway, no matter what you do today, make it matter. Make it matter not only for today but for tomorrow. What you do today does impact oftentimes, I don't know about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, but I know while she's all the time while she's watching that, she's doing the prep for tomorrow's program. So
every story is going to be about Johnny and Amber.
Johnny Depp, right, exactly. All right, so let's move into another zone, however, here, because there are a lot of things that are going on. Today is National Mimosa Day, Jennifer. I thought we'd celebrate this with you. I don't know why. Is that fair?
I love a mimosa right now.
What? Mimosa is, what is it, by the way? What's a mimosa?
Champagne and orange juice. Or you can put in, you can do a Bellini with peach juice. I prefer my mimosas with, I order them, if I get a mimosa, hold the orange juice, which is just champagne typically, but you know.
Right. Back in 1921, the Buck's Fizz cocktail, which was served in London at Buck's Club, became the inspiration for the mimosa. It's not that clever though, right? Just... I know when we get on the plane, they say, you want some water, orange juice, or a mimosa, depending on whether it's obviously in the morning.
You know, I like clear-cut answers to questions, like answers that just have a right answer. And when they ask you when you get on a plane if you want a mimosa, the answer is what?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both you, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Always.
So we've had a pretty brutal weekend around the country. Big shoot-up in Orange County, bigger shoot-up in Buffalo, back to the same questions. And there are no answers. It's the same question, the same questions, the same.
And think about how quickly they disappear.
Yeah.
You know, right. I was thinking about the guy who tried to shoot up the subway. Remember the guy that ever, and the manhunt was on. Yeah. That guy had racist manifestos, and that story's gone, like in 2 days. And the same thing will happen with this. You know, we get all sad and we get outraged, and then the same thing's going to happen in another couple of months. I think we have a really serious mental illness problem in this country, and I think we get very serious about solving it, nothing is going to make things better. You know, it's easy to talk about gun laws, but these guys broke the law to have the guns. So the bad guys are going to get the guns. And, in fact, in Buffalo, the guy was slowed down by a good guy with a gun. You know, and it's really unfortunate. There were heroes in both of the stories that happened over the weekend that got buried because everybody is talking about, you know, their political angle or whatever. But I think it's really important to look at the heroes. And one of them was a retired Buffalo police officer who was a security guard, an armed security guard for this grocery store, who engaged the suspect. Unfortunately, this guy was well-trained and well-prepared, and he had body armor on. And so, but he lured him into a gunfight. This guy ended up losing his own life.
Know enough to How does an 18-year-old know enough to have body
so
on?
I was just listening that apparently, because, you know, he left behind a lot of digital evidence, a huge digital footprint. And they said during the pandemic he was bored.
Manifesto. I mean,
yeah, and he was bored during the pandemic, so he went down all of these rabbit holes of figuring out how these shootings were carried out. He became obsessed with them. And even though this grocery store was 200 miles away from where he lived, he went there multiple times to try to plan it out. So
he has his own car? How does he, at 18, get a car?
I don't know how he got there. I'd imagine a car, but...
Well, and then why does an 18-year-old have a car of his or her own?
Well, a lot of them do.
Discretion
kids do.
To go wherever they want. Yeah. So, once again, why? I'll ask that question.
Because you're legal to drive at 16, and so people have cars. But, you know, I mean, I did. And I didn't drive up to plan a mass shooting. I mean, it's just, I don't know. We have to deal with the core
issue.
And then, you know, and then in Orange County, there's an Asian guy walks into a Presbyterian church and just opens fire. Mostly senior citizens are there. He hit, I think, 6 or 7. One of them died. The others are still, I think, some, you know, mildly injured. Others are still fighting it out. But the way that he got brought down is that the pastor, who was incredibly brave, came up behind him with a chair and hit him over the head with a chair as he was shooting up the church. And so what did they do? As soon as they got him on the ground, somebody grabbed, these senior citizens grabbed the gun and then tied him up with an electrical cord until someone was able to call the police and get him there. These people are heroes. And I just hope that they get the attention that they deserve in all of this, because sometimes we forget the victims because we're so obsessed with the people who commit these crimes. And I don't know.
Yeah, well, there's an obsession. They're obsessed and we become obsessed with the whole business for a week, as you said, and then it goes away. Nobody's doing anything to fix the problem or address the problem. Meanwhile, our more immediate problem is what's going on with Mr. Putin and whoever it is that's trying to shore him up. It looks like the people in Finland and Sweden want to join NATO. But the fellow who runs Turkey says, nah, I don't think so. So hopefully he doesn't have enough of a vote or a sway. It would seem to me that it's good business to have Sweden and Finland joining NATO. So why would Turkey be against it? What's the problem for them?
I think it tells you what you need to know.
I think it says everything you need to know about Turkey and where their loyalties lie.
The Russians, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, then maybe the best thing to do is give them the old American salute. There you go, to the Turks. Meanwhile, all the numbers are coming in. How many Russians have been killed by the Ukrainians? How many? The Russians say one thing, of course, and the Ukrainians say something else. The bottom line is that Russia is a state sponsor of terrorism. They should be held. They should be right now. There should be a trial going on in The Hague. There's a bunch of feckless, useless, spineless, gutless people that run the international tribunal. These people shouldn't be walking around.
Well, there's a couple of different stories that are going on. So in terms of their ground troops, one of the reports was that Russia has lost a third of their ground troops. We don't know because there's so much propaganda floating around from Ukraine and Russia. But clearly the troops, I think we can gather that the troops are not quite into fighting for Russia and that they aren't believing the cause of this war all that well. But I think we were talking about what do we do next? Joe Biden this weekend had taken some, I think, 4 or 5 different organizations off of the terrorist list, off of the recognized terrorist list for America. And so the call wasn't the controversy necessarily over him pulling those names off, but there's been a really loud call, and it's been bipartisan, that Russia's added to that list. Now, that's going to it'll infuriate Russia if they're added as a state sponsor of terror. But at this point, I don't think there's a compelling argument not to add them to the list. That's what they're doing. They're killing people for no reason. This was an unprovoked attack. They're doing it for political gain. It's a definition of terrorism.
It seems to me, when you look at all of this, the fact that we aren't doing more, and here we are celebrating today the fact that Aramco, which is the big oil, the biggest oil producer in the world. They have all kinds of deals with ExxonMobil. They are now the most valuable company in the world because they're gouging the crap out of you and the oil producers in general. So here's a company worth $2.4 trillion because of the cost of oil, because of the war. They're not doing this. This is not, they're not the best and the cleanest oil you can get. They just have the most of it. That's it. $105 a barrel right now, when last year at this time was $65 a barrel. And you see, the even at $105 a barrel, $4 is not justified, or in California, whatever it is, isn't justified, but that's a lot of its tax stuff. But there's, if you look back over the history of the value of a barrel of oil versus what it costs you to buy a gallon of gas at the pump, there is a there's a level, and it was set, had been set before, but last year, with the price between 50 and 60 cents, the normal price of gasoline should have been under $2 a gallon, or right around $1.92, $2.19. That's where it should have been last year. So, you know, you can figure from that how much you were getting gouged. So now, if it was 60 bucks a barrel, now it's 105, and the price is almost twice what it was, you see that the numbers don't add up. You're getting screwed. And so, and at the hands of Aramco, go ahead.
No, but from a national security perspective, I talked to someone, it's really interesting. They said when gas is about $40 a barrel, when that's the price, that's the sweet spot that kept mm-hmm. Russia out of Ukraine all those times. When money, when it started going up, that made us more unstable and more reliant on them. They were able to make more money. And so when the oil prices go up, it's not just an inconvenience for us financially or a tax on the most vulnerable. It's also a national security threat when it goes up that high. You want it to be about $40, maybe $50 at the most a barrel. And at that point, that's when you're ensuring that Russia and all these other countries can't move on you because the markets won't let them.
I just, this thing is, the formulas are crazy. The reality. And what do you, where's the leadership? Back to the leadership. Keep these guys from charging this kind of, there has to be a way to, you know, even if on the open market, drill for more oil right away. Let's start doing what we have to produce enhanced solar, if you want, whatever it is. We should not be dependent. We as Americans shouldn't, and other countries ought not to be. You know, if anything, they should follow us. We're not, but so many people are talking about climate security, and we have that's inappropriate at the moment. It's 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
American Family Farmer Podcast. Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 23 after the hour. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner is going to peddle us through some more items of interest from the trending department. Here's some good news for a lot of students in Texas. We'll have that for you after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, now let's get the story behind the story of this donor who paid off the student debt for how many students here, Jay?
More than 100. At Wylie College in Texas, they were at their ceremony, and then the president and CEO of the college announced that all of their debts had been paid off.
Wow.
It's amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah, almost.
Do we know who did it, or is just...
No, anonymous. And that was almost $300,000 worth of debt. This college has historically tried to lower the cost of tuition and room and board fees for a while, to the point where this current class, the average cost was $17,500.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice?
I mean, just think about it. how wonderful. What a relief for all of those students. It's just good. You know, we get so lost in the blah blahs of life, and this is a problem and that's a problem. Here's something else from the Good News Department. Scientists are developing devices that will turn salt water into drinkable water. Now, that's not new, desalinization, but it really addresses the issue now when we talk about California, especially, or the Southwest, where it's so dry. Do you know that only 3% of the Earth's water is fresh? The rest of it's all salt water?
It's astounding.
So why aren't we doing desalinization everywhere? I thought the fact that this new device that you can use, you know, somebody who lives at the beach, that's the reason I'm bringing this up. If you live at the beach, Victoria, or you have beach, the frontage belongs to you, you can run a hose into the ocean and desalinate the water and drink it yourself. Use it for showers, whatever it is.
Is that legal?
Why wouldn't it be legal? The water doesn't belong to anybody. Why wouldn't it be legal?
That makes, I feel like that's not legal.
Why? Why wouldn't it be legal? I'd do it in a second.
I know you would, but we've had this theme today about you not respecting authority.
Well, but what's
I don't know the answer for sure, but I will Google if you can just take ocean water with you.
These are the same people that come up with, you can't feed the homeless leftover restaurant food. You have to throw it away.
No, I know.
That's the kind of stuff.
That's why I think it's illegal. That's what makes me think it's illegal.
Well, let's hope you're wrong. 28 after the hour.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Investigators are looking into the history of the suspect accused of shooting and killing 10 people inside a Buffalo grocery store over the weekend. The FBI says Peyton Gendron wrote a lengthy manifesto online and previously threatened to shoot up a high school in New York about a year ago. Former FBI Special Agent Bill Daley says the investigation is just beginning.
How this individual was so radically motivated, this evil ideology, who else would have maybe known about his planning? Are there other people who've kind of incited him to do so, or groups? I think it's very important that they kind of get that ahead of this investigation.
The price of gas is soaring toward $4.50 a gallon. AAA reporting the national average price for regular jumping over the weekend to $4.48 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Thousands of pro-abortion protesters held demonstrations nationwide Saturday following the leak of a Supreme Court draft opinion signaling the possible end to Roe v. Wade. This as multiple states are crafting their own so-called trigger laws on the issue that could limit or ban abortions should Roe v. Wade be overturned. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt recently signed the Oklahoma Heartbeat Act, which is modeled after the Texas law. The legislation would ban abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected and has no exceptions. Governor Stitt explaining on Fox News Sunday that while he is sympathetic to those in difficult situations, he also feels strongly about protecting the unborn.
Super compassionate about that. I have daughters, cannot even imagine what that would be like and that hardship. But you have to choose. That is a human being inside the womb, and we're gonna do everything we can to protect life and love both the mother and the child. And we don't think that killing one to protect another is the right thing to do either.
Alabama's Huntsville International Airport is making history, the FAA giving the airport a license to land a commercial space plane last week, making it the first commercial facility in the United States with that designation. It's possible a supplier for the International Space Station could land in Huntsville next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body to constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's DJV time once again, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. We only have so much time to discuss the issues of the day, ladies, the talk that matters to a lot of people. So I say good day to all of you. Something, by all means, for everybody to be upset about. Isn't that we kind of, well, everybody gets upset about something. So let's get upset at the post office, because now they're going to increase the prices. The forever stamp goes from 58 cents to 60 cents. I didn't realize it was even 58 cents for some reason. I don't remember the last time I bought a whole bunch of stamps. I can remember when stamps were, this is going to sound straight.
Here it comes. I knew once you get a baby boomer talking about the post office, you just know where it's going to go.
6 cents. No, wait a minute. 4 cents. I remember the price of a stamp for a postcard was 4 cents, and a letter was 6 cents. So far back I go there, Victoria. So you can look down your nose at my experiences. At any rate, postal, what is his name? Louis DeJoy. I thought he was going to get fired. He was at Trump Appointment. Why is he still there?
A lot of people are asking that. I think, well, because I think at this point he's working with Biden, and Biden probably feels like if I'm going to fire the guy, then it's just going to look politically motivated, and maybe it's better to just try to work with him.
Okay, so
what a novel concept, right?
People
from different sides of the aisle trying to work together.
So how do you feel about 6-day-a-week delivery versus five? I like getting my mail on Saturday. What, five instead of six?
No, six, right?
Six instead of five.
I mean, I'd be down for seven, so I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get any mail in the regular mail, though, except packages.
You don't?
So,
I get lots of, Right. All right, so anyway, so this doesn't really mean anything to you. FedEx and UPS, they charge 10 times that to deliver one letter. It's $29 now or something if you use FedEx overnight. I think it's $27, $20,
I don't mail
like
things, so I don't know. But if I have to return things, then, then it's more convenient to have a postal service, because a lot of the FedEx drop boxes now, it's getting a little better for UPS and FedEx, because now they have partnerships with Walgreens and CVS. So if you have to return a package or to mail something with UPS, you can go into the CVS, and Walgreens has FedEx. So I've actually used both of those for returns. It's pretty easy.
One of the biggest problems is the retirement system that's been funded, because they messed it up so much. The government required that they fund everybody's employment before they retire. In other words, once you hire on, then your retirement is pretty much guaranteed. And now they're putting people into Medicare. Used to be into, what was the government plan that was like Medicare? I forget. The government employees had a benefits package that was pretty much like Medicare. And that's spent, they're like billions of dollars on that. So they keep losing a lot of money. And
but you know what, though? Like, how many jobs? I know if you're working for the Postal Service, and this is why I hesitate a little bit to say this, because the Postal Service is one of the largest, if not the largest, employer of veterans.
The federal government? Oh.
No, of veterans.
I think you're right about that,
So, I mean, it's like, I think they have about 200,000 veterans on average every year. But they have pensions that are really expensive. And so, you know, not every job gets a pension, and I think it's probably a better solution.
Don't you?
Of course, but you know, I've never really believed that was fair. Just because you work, you know, for a government or government agency, that you get a pension and other people don't. I don't know, but if that's going to save the Postal Service from going under, then okay, everyone has to go and be like the rest of the country, and you have to, you know, sign up for Medicare at some point, and you'll have, you know, Social Security payments.
The business about our relationship with Ukraine and the world's relationship with Ukraine, I was looking at some of the results of, like, American Idol and the dance contest. Every time you turn on television, there's some silly contest, dancing, singing, that sort of thing. I thought it was memorable and important that the Eurovision Song Contest was won by a, fill in the blank, ladies, you want to guess?
Ukrainian act this year, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow.
So right, that's what I thought.
Do you have that song? I didn't hear what the winning song sounded like, but I saw that I think SNL mentioned that that the winning Eurovision song this year was from Ukraine, which is, if it's a good song, then that's awesome. I mean, it's obviously the whole world is thinking of Ukraine anyway, but that's cool for them. That's good. I don't think they've ever won it.
Can you hear that?
Is this being played through Phil's cell phone?
Not yet. Being played through my microphone. It's a tribute to the war, basically. If you haven't seen it, I don't mean this isn't my cup of tea, but I understand how we get a lot of attention because it's all about the war. The song is about the war. Yeah. All right, I suppose that's enough of that. You're not getting anything out of it anyway. Okay, next on the hit parade, the European Union, much in the news today, but here's something that I consider to be good. They have lifted the mask requirement to get in an airplane. You don't have to have a fit. You can wear one if you want. A lot of people are wearing them. I saw somebody driving a trailer truck yesterday, and I thought to myself, how weird. He's in the truck by himself. He's got a mask on. Yeah, anyway, wear it if you want to. I think it's intelligent to wear one at an airport or any building or any mall or whatever. I just think it's probably a smart thing to do. I don't think we should be required, but if you're thinking it through, duh, it seems like a reasonable alternative. Protect yourself that way. So you don't have to wear a mask on a plane, but a lot of people are. The European Union Aviation Safety Agency said it hoped the joint decision would mark a big step toward the normalization of air travel. Is anything going to be normal ever again? What's normal? What is
normal? Well, it's going to be a new normal.
What's, yeah, okay. Yeah. It's a new normal.
Well, there were a lot of people that would already travel and fly wearing masks before, even before COVID. Our family was always wiping things down.
Really?
Pre-COVID, all of that stuff. We just flew on, I feel like, a lot of flights recently.
Yep.
And we were still wearing our masks. We were one of the very few. But as far as people driving in a car by themselves, I think sometimes they just forget it's on, because I've been guilty of that, where I've gone through a drive-thru at Starbucks and I put my mask on because the person I'm talking to has their mask on, and I forget to take it off. And I'm like halfway down the road, halfway home, and I'm all of a sudden like, oh my gosh, my mask is still on.
Well, I think that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. The latest on sleeping, ladies, here's the solution. If you go to bed, I know, Victoria, you have this problem sometimes. You don't sleep well.
Yeah.
And I know you're smart enough not to drink any caffeine before you go to bed.
I don't drink caffeine at all anyway, because I just can't metabolize it.
Yeah. Now, I've not mostly, once in a while, once in a blue moon, I don't sleep well because I'm thinking about mostly something has to do with business. There was something with my son recently that bothered me for a couple of nights till it sort of got straightened out. But you know, I'm very thankful because I've always slept well. I'll go to bed and say my little prayer, and usually before I finish the prayer, I'm out, gonzo. But there are a lot of people who are not like me who are having a hard time. And some people take cannabis. Some people take hemp and all the things that sort of relax you. There are a number of homeopathic things that relax you. But there's a new formula, something that's made of cinnamon and is it chi or chai? How do you pronounce that? Chai.
How is it spelled? I don't
know.
How's
it spelled?
C-H-A-I.
Chai.
Yeah, it's chai.
Right.
Like a chai latte.
So cinnamon and chai together will put you like gonzo, apparently. Calm you right down and off you go. And they're readily available. I have cinnamon. I take cinnamon with my honey every day. Don't you, you ladies take cinnamon? It's good for
you. I have a pill. It's in my vitamin pack. Yeah, there's cinnamon in it. But yeah, I mean, if you mix, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know if you guys, when you guys were kids, like when I was a kid, if I couldn't sleep, my mom always warmed up milk. Which is very, you know, sort of soothing. So if you throw in the cinnamon and the chai spice into some warm milk at night, I would imagine I actually might do that myself.
that sounds really soothing.
Yeah, it is very, very soothing. House panel holding an open congressional hearing this week about UFOs. Aha! They haven't done this since the hoopla about the 54 or 50, whatever it was, the shut-off area, what is it, 52 or 54, I forget, the area, I think 52, where there are UFOs, they're there. So now the House panel is going to focus on a Pentagon program that was established after the intelligence community released a lot of info on 144 reports of unidentified aerial phenomena. Huh. At this point in time, who doesn't believe that there's life other than here on Earth? Who is dumb enough?
I think people are coming around to it now, right?
Of course they are.
More and more people are open to the possibility, at least.
Well, I mean, you look, when we talked, like, was it last Friday or Thursday, we talked about the black hole that's just in our galaxy and how far away it is. One galaxy out of billions in the universe, and you don't think there's another planet like this that has life on it? I think our life came from another planet. I've said that hundreds of times, and people think I'm cuckoo. Well, you can think I'm cuckoo all you want. Maybe other reasons for you thinking I'm cuckoo. But I think that there's no other explanation as to why people, there's no other salient, and salient means saleable. That means that people get, you know, why is it that we have different color skins? You know, that kind of stuff. Why do our eyes look different? Why are our bodies different? All of that sort of thing. I think to just, you know, pass it off to whatever has happened here on our own, I think is nonsense. Look at your body and how well it performs if you take care of it. It's a beautiful thing. Coming up on 47 after the hour.
If you have a small business, let Staples be your shipping partner.
I'm generating orders 24/7. I don't have time to ship them too.
Staples has it covered.
A one-stop shipping solution for a business that works nonstop.
Padded mailers in every size and color?
Staples has your shipping covered with packing and shipping supplies and services. Now get 15% off UPS Ground and 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/services/shipping for details.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's C-R-E-O.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Excited about Top Gun, the next episodic adventure. I wonder if in 20 years from now, Tom Cruise will be out still flying a jet, or maybe he'll be on his way to Mars.
Probably both.
Maverick on Mars. That could be James Garner's no longer alive, so he can't go as Maverick. Although, Mel Gibson played Maverick in the movie.
That's a totally different animal. But yeah, that was based on a TV show called Maverick. Right. Mel Gibson did the movie. Yeah. Jodie Foster did James Garner.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so
anyway, this day in movie history, Top Gun premiered. It opened number one, had an $8 million opening on its way to $176 million at the box office. Opened on a little over 1,000 screens. Give you a comparison, Doctor Strange Into the Multiverse of Madness last weekend opened on like 4,400. So, different animal. Here's another thing, just to look back at history. 1986, Doug, at the movies. For the year, number one movie was Top Gun, $176 million. Number two, Crocodile Dundee, $116 million. Number three, The Karate Kid Part Two, $115 million. Number four, one of my all-time favorite movies, Back to School, with Rodney Dangerfield, $91 million.
God,
I remember people going to the theater laughing so hard at that movie. And number five was
a funny movie.
James Cameron's Aliens, $85 million. Here's the interesting part about this weekend's box office. Doctor Strange Into the Multiverse of Madness. I mean, people in the industry making a big deal out of it, dropped 67% week to week. But the bottom line is it did $61 million in the second week in release. But here's the thing that I think is ominous for the industry. It did two-thirds of all box office in the United States. That's not good. I mean, that is not a good thing. The number two movie, Bad Guys Animated, 6.9. So you went from $61 million to number one, to 6.9. Sonic the Hedgehog 2, number 3, 4.6. And then you got Firestarter, which basically bombed the remake. Yeah. I thought it was an awful film. It's also on the Peacock Network.
Garbage.
3.8. So you get from the number one film to the number four film, which is a new release, $61 million to 3.8. There needs to be a lot more product into the theatrical marketplace. This is not, I don't think this is sustainable enough to get theaters, multiplexes really healthy.
Why did Meg Ryan and Kelly McGinnis not get reinvited or invited?
I don't know. There was an article on that. I don't listen. I think if I had to speculate on Kelly McGillis, she hasn't worked in a long time. She's probably in her 60s. That's not the. It just is a reality. It's not the direction that the story wanted to go in. So she was not included. Meg Ryan, I don't know the answer to that question. So
right. Here's another question.
Yeah.
Francis Ford Coppola has added Adam Driver to Megalopolis.
He's going to spend over $100 million of his own money.
What is this movie about? What's it about?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Really? Forrest Whitaker's in it. Lawrence Fishburne's in it. John Voight's in it. Big cast.
Yeah, but I mean, listen. If I'm going to spend $100 million of my own money, I'm going to pick up the phone and call DiCaprio. I don't. It's like, okay, $100 million, Doug, of my own money. Let me get my Rolodex out. DiCaprio, Adam Driver. Yeah, I'm going to go DiCaprio. The movie Coppola should do is Godfather 4, because that would make money.
Sure.
That actually would make money. There would be a lot of interest in that one, whether people care about. This guy was an amazing director early on in his career, but at this point in the game, that's a big gamble for him. But
the Academy Awards are going to stay with March as the real estate for next year. ABC gets the broadcast. So what?
There's a lot of blogs out there that always dedicated like 90% of their space to Oscars and the buzz and the buildup. Yeah. It's really become irrelevant. People don't care. I mean, it'll get better than it has been as we move on post COVID. But with the streaming content and the way movies are produced, it's never going to have the levity and the interest that it used to have more than a decade ago.
I put some of your ice cream money into buying Spirit Airlines stock. Because today JetBlue has announced that they're going to launch a hostile takeover at $10 a share more than what the airline's worth.
Okay.
So, there's a movie there, right? Chucker. Isn't there a movie about it? Oh, Fred Ward passed away.
Yeah, bummer. Tremors, Remo Williams. Yeah, it's a bummer.
Yeah, that is a bummer. 79. All right, Chucker, talk to you tomorrow, 59 after the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.